So, truthfully? He said, his voice effectively snapping her out of her little fantasy, even though the residual scrape of her tight, hard nipples against the cups of her bra was distracting as hell. I've always been curious to know what a Moscow mule tasted like.
You didn't have to order one, she told him with a laugh. I would have given you a sip of mine.
I don't think I should be putting my lips on your lips, he said, his voice dipping sensually low as his gaze skimmed across her mouth before lifting to her eyes again. Well, not technically anyway, but if you shared, I might not be able to stop at one taste, and that wouldn't be fair to you.
Daisy's pulse stuttered, then resumed at a faster, more arousing pace. Oh, my God! Were they even talking about the Moscow mule anymore? She was used to the occasional teasing exchange with Aiden at work, where there were a dozen other people around, so it never felt personal. But now that it was just the two of them, without anyone else around to buffer his comments and the situation, she wasn't sure what to make of this more intimate dialogue, except to admit that it was making her very aware of how much she missed this kind of connection with a man, especially the physical one, and how much she liked Aiden's attention. The bartender delivered their drinks, and both she and Aiden picked up their highball glasses and took a sip of the Moscow Mule. The taste of vodka was strong, but the spicy ginger beer and lime gave it an interesting twist of flavor. It took Aiden 3 sips, taken with a furrowed, uncertain brow, before he finally, slowly nodded his head in approval.
It's definitely different, but I like the kick of spice.
He shifted his gaze from the drink to her.
Who knew beneath those conservative suits you wear that you were a woman who liked a little spice in her life?
His eyes twinkled mischievously, though there was something more heated simmering beneath the golden hue as he maintained eye contact with her, as if he was testing just how far she'd allow this arousing banter between them to go, if she'd play it off like she normally did, or if she'd dare to take a walk on the wild side as he'd suggested earlier. The thought was appealing, especially in a city and environment where no one knew them. Deciding to just go with the flow of flirty conversation and enjoy the evening away from work, obligations, and responsibilities, she took another swallow of her drink and smiled at him. That's because you've never seen me out of my business attire.